My birth and death, then he commits suicide. He loses such a chance, a great and most valuable chance that he amounts to suicide. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. What's the time now?
10 to 10.
No question came today.
Then where it fits, our independent will, our free will, where does it fit?
Your free will is a part of the absolute free will.
So one can say, therefore, I do whatever I want, and that's the supreme will.
Yes. But the nature of spiritual substance is such that every atomic existence is free. But free is limited. He is limited, and everything of him, belonging to him, is limited. And with absolute, the whole thing is absolute. This is to be applied in all things, not only freedom, in magnitude, in intelligence, in freedom, in every way, in a system, there is part and there is whole. And the relation between the part and the whole. Every cell of your body has some sort of freedom. And still, it is within the organization. Everything, especially, suppose in a family, when it is in harmony, there is the guardian, and there is hierarchy of the guardian, and free submission of all other families to the guardian. Is it not possible that obedience to the higher guardian, does it mean self-effacement completely? A free service is not possible. What do you think? Free service, loving service, loving offering. If one loves another, does it mean that he loses his existence?
No.
Even you may die for him, but does it mean that you have no freedom? If through love you want to sacrifice whole self for the object of your love, you do so much submission, but does it mean that you have no existence at all? If you like to efface yourself, your unitary, your specific existence cannot be maintained thereby. It is gone. Free offering means all post. One may offer something, being enforced and freely. Is it not possible? To offer means by compulsion. Free cooperation is not possible. What do you conceive about that? Retaining your freedom, you cannot surrender to your superior. Coerced, forced, no happiness. Happiness vanishes. It is materialized. And when free, you can enjoy the what is known as free love. Love means free sacrifice. Presupposes. Love presupposes free sacrifice. Sacrifice. But when it is free sacrifice, that is free. Attraction. re-attraction, attraction between, existing between the three entities. That is called for it. Force, but not force of the meanest nature, but the highest nature force, that is. And that force even can take down the absolute to the finite. Infinite can be subservient to finite. It is such a force. So sacrifice and freedom can go together. Sacrifice does not mean that losing one's freedom, free identity. What do you think?
It seems that the supreme free will of the infinite is sanctioning the free will of the minor part.
When you are aiming at that, then in that case you will aim everything in a similar angle of vision. Then the absolute is enjoying, is continuing his lila. When the freedom in the absolute sense you consider, then the whole thing within him is his body, he is one, and it is his lila. Lila Bhav. One sense he will give whole self to him, in the another sense he will take something out of him, that cannot be. When in every way of thinking, of thought, form of thought, you attribute whole thing to him, then in that sense he is one or the again, he is going on with his lila, and no one to be aggrieved, existing outside. None is aggrieved, existing outside, all within him. He is going on with his lila. No separate entity to be aggrieved. Or he is all in all, the whole self in one, the whole system. It is he only. The absolute freedom, absolute existence, absolute nature, in all phases, if you come to that oneness, then no one to grudge left. None left to grudge. It is within him. It is his leader. He is going on with his own play. None to say against that. And if you, and partial representation, if you go to give some importance, then it is divided there. But it is not divided equally, proportionately, superior, inferior, in a hierarchy in the official circle. The higher officer, he can, is prevailing through the clerks and the other lords, whatever he would say, they are to pay. That doesn't mean that they do not exist. The officer's position position, his power, can be supposed to work through everyone, his direction. And whatever any anomaly, he is coming to correct. He is already there, pervading. So many gods, but Krishna pervading everywhere. Whenever necessary, he can control. As such, go to the higher plane, there, yatha mahanti bhutani, bhute shuchya vache shuchya, pravishtani apravishtani, tatha teshu nata shaham in Bhagavatam. In Bhagavad Gita, maya tatam idam sarvam, jagad bhakta murtina, matsani sarva bhutani nocha aham teshu avasthita, nocha matsani bhutani poshvami yogamishvaram. I am everywhere, everything in me. I am nowhere, nothing in me. Note the peculiar mystic position of mind in relation to all. In Bhagavatam, यथा महान्ति भूतानि भूतेषु उच्चावचेषु च प्रविष्टानि अप्रविष्टानि द ग्रेट क्रिएटिव क्रिएटेड मासेस वाटर एयर फायर हीट ईथर हाउ दे एग्जिस्ट इंटरमिंगल्ड वन इज विद इन एवरीथिंग एंड ऑल्सो नॉट देयर ऑलवेज The ether is within the earth, within the water, within the fire, the heat, everywhere, and still there is somewhere is not there. You know, necessary you can assert. Just as relative position. The paramount power here, the central authority of India, but still I am considered to be the possessor of this land, but within 24 hours notice, or even a minute's notice, if necessary for battle, they can occupy this position. Their right is inside. In this way, adjusted. The powers, the figures, everything adjusted in this way. Not assert. Always, everyone does not assert. God does not assert everywhere. It is His will. I am everywhere and nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. Vashyame yogamashyam. Try to understand the peculiar position that I have got. So in everything you have to follow this dictum. Whether we exist or we do not exist, God exists. I do not exist, only God exists. We can't take that. And we also cannot take what the Shankara, that this is male existence, in proper existence, we and God are one and same thing. And that is Sajidya Mukti Brahma. That is non-specified, non-dynamic, some substance. Non-differentiated substance, the vishesh. But we follow according to the Vaishnava Acharya. This Vedavet can be maintained all through in the true organization, not only in the mundane. In the true aspect of the whole. That is also, this is the perverted reflection, one and the many. Adjust in this way. One and many is always there. The kastha kala, one and many, the foundation and the container and the contained, the relationship is always there, everywhere. And both of them are true. But the power, the lordship, that is adjusted in different way, small or big. Space, time, power, in every way, some adjusted position between the two, finite and infinite. Hare Krishna. So, Gari Prayasa Madhavasya. So, finite cannot know infinite, but infinite can make himself known to finite. So, through Seva service, we have to get his will in our favor. Then, as much as he will know, he will be known to me, he will make himself known to me, I shall have to satisfy it with that knowledge. I cannot think that the infinite will be imprisoned in my one cell of the finite brain. That is futile. That is foolishness. to know and finish all the characteristics of infinite or a finite being, it is sheer foolishness. So knowledge, this inquiry has been discovered. To some certain extent, what is necessary for my real benefit or to be reinstated in a proper adjusted position, seva. Without knowing the whole, I can be placed in my highest position where I can draw my best benefit, seva. The gopis were not big scholars. They did not care to know anything. But they are particular for service. Mm. And that was, they could draw, and they could have drawn the much benefit, the best benefit they have drawn from the Absolute. Not through scholarship, but by sacrifice and the service. At another plane. Don't apply yourself in the plane of force, nor indifference and knowledge, but try to apply, to be utilized, utility. You try to live in the plane of utility as a whole. Utility as a whole, try to achieve. Seek your achievement in that plane of utility. Neither karma, energizing, foolish energizing has no value. So foolish inquiry has also no value. But utility, try to find out your small quota in the infinite utility. That is service, that is plane of love. You can be best benefited in that plane. Mm-hmm. So, try to find a shortcut to enter into the plane of utility. Give service, be utilized, and then you will be most benefited. That is the line. You follow? Yes. And to a certain extent?
Yes.
That utility, usefulness.
Mm.
Usefulness. And usefulness, that is what is decided by the highest quarter. Hare Krishna. That is service. I guess to yell that as I was crazy. I'd bless Gauram Jyot. Nigai Gold Hari Bold. Nigai Gold Hari Bold. Gyan Shunya Bhakti. I repeatedly taught that I came to that plane when Mahaprabhu is recommending Gyan Shunya Bhakti, Gyanamistra Bhakti. Karmamistra rejected. Gyanamistra rejected Gyan Shunya Bhakti. A hammer came on my head. Gyan Shunya Bhakti. Gyan is to be eliminated. Searching. That means searching. Surrender is greater than searching with self-interest. surrender to the absolute decision is better than searching for self-interest that is done in terms of finite. And by surrendering we can utilize the intelligence and justice of the absolute. So that is infinitely higher. The divinity has its peculiar character of this type. By surrendering we come to such a higher place, we are allowed to live with such a high order of plane of people that cannot be conceivable from our mundane self-searching, self-searching brain cannot accommodate. What sort of generous dealing we may have by surrendering, by coming, taking ourselves to the foot of the noble. Their line of thinking is noble, and ours more or less satanic, self-searching. Self-searching means to create disturbance in the environment. And by sacrifice we come in the brain of the noble, where one can thrive by sacrifice, service. So diabolical change, die to live. Die to live. If you want to live an honorable life, you will have to die wholesale of this mundane, everything to be banished, good or bad. Dvaiti bhadra bhadra gan sab monodhar. Good and bad, calculated from this reasoning, this side of thinking, and this is all false. So Hegel Sahib is very sweet, die to live, a very general word, die to live, learn to die, and you won't die. You will see that you are immortal. Die in body consideration, but if you ignore your body consideration with body interest, you will find yourself in soul plane. He is immortal, like Socrates. And he could reject all the favorable proposals to save him. No, give me the poison glass. And unhesitatingly he took it. I know, sir, that I am immortal. The proof that I am immortal, I am hatefully rejecting this material prospect. Take, I am dying. Die to live. I am immortal. The connection with the mortality, it is injurious to me. I prove it by dying. Thanks. All right, a request coming from some quarter. Gold. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur.
In order to satisfy the author,
these tricks have been adopted.
Yes.
In this way, Mahaprabhu has given explanation.
Yes.
That Gaur Hari Gaur. the Bodhisattva, Vasudev, Son, Vasudev, that is also eternal. And the Nandanandan, that also eternal. The Swayam Bhagavan is Nandanandan. And Vasudev is Kayabhuha of Nandanandan. Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Prakash, Swayam Prakash Vidas. Prakash, Prabhava Prakash, Vaibhava Prakash. Vidas, Prabhava Vidas, Vaibhava Vidas. In this way, from Swayam Bhagavan, it is deviating different conceptions in intensity. Prakash, Vaibhava, outcome, incarnation. At Swayam Bhagavan, Nandanandan, that has been told to the original absolute in Premaloka. We have to go through Chaitanya Charitamrita there, and this Prakash Vilas, and also it has been in Raghu Bhagavatamritam by Rupa Goswami. Before dealing the whole thing, you have to go through Raghu Bhagavatamritam, original, and at least Chaitanya Charitamrita is explained there. And the Tika also by our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Tika. Amita Prabhava Bhashya, and that's Anu Bhashya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have to contact with them very closely. And then you take the pen. How to refute. You take to the notice of the ISKCON, who has published, especially published those books.
Yes.
Whether it has got real connection with the manuscripts. First read it and find difference, then refer to the original quartet, whether they are published in this way. What is this?
This is definitely the book. The book he's referring to, we are certain that this is the book.
Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Who is the responsible officer of the publication? Asarup?
Ramaswar Maharaj in Los Angeles, but Jayadvaita Maharaj does all the editing. Jayadvaita Maharaj in Philadelphia is the chief editor. And Ramaswar Maharaj is the publisher.
So you may refer to them, that this we find, and what's the matter. I bring to your notice, this has been done, and what to do against that, you think and you do.
And this man has another article coming again, next month. In the same, he's written at the end, to be continued. So next month he's going to make more points.
Yes. It'll be very sad.
He's made a dedicated effort. He's fault finding very meticulously, very technical manner.
They went to get that bhakti kuti in Puri. And in that auction, they are defeated. So they have got some complaint and wrath. And perhaps from there, he has got the insinuation.
And we had another idea.
Starting against.
Another idea is that we think that Sasarup It's criticized Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj in the biography.
Oh, that may be.
And that will also cause...
Yes. The other day that Rupa Vilas means that Bhagavat Maharaj from Bhagbajar Mot, he also came, that in the books of the ISKCON, our drastic criticism against us is published. So they want to discredit us all.
Yeah.
He asked me, we are told that they have some affectionate connection with you.
Mm.
So he tried to pacify them, they may not do so. We shall be also forced to take the opposition movement.
Depends.
That Bhagavat, yes. That Bhagavat Maharaj came the other day at night, met me here.
Mm.
Hare Krishna, his grievance is also like that. Not only Keshav Maharaj and yourself exempted, are all others, including us, are drastically criticized. And thousands and lakhs of books are with such criticism against us is being spread throughout the world. So to for our self-protection, we have to oppose. This was his remark. So when he will see that in a paper the criticism has been out, they have got also paper, they will also attend. That's a difficult thing. Anyhow, you inform it to the central authority. Gold, hoi bowl, gold, hoi bowl. Nidai gold, hoi bowl.
This statement is here, Maharaj.
You first go through Chaitanya Charitamrita and the commentary.
Regarding that Nandanandana.
Yes, all these things are there. Then, and in Bhagavat, Tippani of Sanatana Goswami, that is the authority. Jiva Goswami is also there, Rupa Goswami, Lagu Bhagavata Mita. And Dasam Tippani of Sanatana Goswami. And also Vishwanath Chakravarti, all these things, authority, you have to consult. And in the beginning, you go through Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary and Prabhupada's commentary. Then prepare yourself what should be the ground of protest.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says on the verse Triguna Vishaya Veda, his Trigunya Bhavarjuna. At the end, he says Nidyoga Kshema Admavan. Srila Prabhupada says that in the translation, be transcendental to all the modes. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the self. And this self here is with capital letter. Now, my question is...
self means Atma.
Atma, the soul.
Denounce your relationship and cooperation with the mental and the physical plane, and concentrate in the plane of yourself, Atma. And the Atma's function, the natural function of Atma is with Paramatma, and not the material world. You will find atmastha, to withdraw from the different planes where we move and live. This annamaya kosh, pranamaya kosh, manomaya kosh, vijnanamaya kosh, and anandamaya kosh. Different planes of life. The first stage, the most gross plane is the physical body, annamaya. Annamaya, that is by feeding we are compelled to maintain. Food is necessary to keep up a particular plane, that is anna. Anna means food. If you give up the food, that plane will die. That is annamaya kosha, one stage, the outward stage, outward encasement. And then next subtle case is pranamaya kosha, vitality. That is said to be a particular encasement, finer to this physical encasement. Then manomaya kosha, then the mental system within that, a third finer plane. Encasement of Atma. And then Vijnanamaya kosha, there lives Atma, the Tadastha Shakti. And Anandamaya kosha, that is the plane where Swarup Shakti Bhagavan lives. And the Godhead with his own paraphernalia lives in Anandamaya kosha, the most fine plane. The differentiation from gross to subtle. So it's a differentiation stage. So to self means withdraw to your soul, leaving aside your attachment and your connection with this three gross encasement outside. That is annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, and manomaya kosha. And we concentrate, withdraw in the atmamaya kosha, then you will find the self-determination, that swarup siddhi, atmasthaha. Then you will find, you will feel a natural attraction from the paramatma, and you will be asked to cooperate with that inner center within you. That is the meaning. The self. Uddharit atmanatmanam natmanam avasarit atmai vajhatmano bandhu atmai vajhuratmano. This is improper self, that I am a human being, I am a beast, I am a god. All improper, that is identification with improper self-conception. Your proper self-conception, if you attain that, you will find that your relationship with Paramatma, you will feel the attraction there for Paramatma, not any attraction for this filthy, gross atmosphere. Withdraw to the self-conception. Your self is within a particular system, in God-conception. And now, your contact with the so many gross elements have forcibly taken you away from your internal and proper vision towards outside, Vaidmukh, and forced you to come to and connect with the outer world. We try to withdraw. Neti, 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 this is not, this is not, this is not. Tanno, 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 that is not in this way. Eliminate everything and go to yourself. Indriyani parannahu indriye bhaparam mana. Manasastu para buddhi, buddhi ya paratastu sa. Buddhi ratma maham para. So withdraw from the external coaches and to retire in Atma Sakshatkar and from there to Paramatma Sakshatkar. So deeper and inner quest, inquiry. So we promoted, that is, it is meant here. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur. Can I say that? Is that good?
No.
Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Satyavak just came from Mayapur.
Huh?
Satyavak.
Satyavak.
Arrived from Mayapur.
Any new news? Any newcomer there?
No newcomers, Maharaj.
And Venkata Prabhu?
Venkata and Parisavan are there coming. They're just coming after 1 hour, maybe they'll be home.
They'll come.
The Paramatma realization is also realization of the personality of Godhead, as Paramatma is, seems to be also person.
Deeper vision, Paramatma, is seen as Vasudeva. It is about Brahma that Kirodasai as Antarjami within the within Atma, Jivatma, and with watchful attention we can understand his dictation also from within, inner voice. And sometimes the yogi, they feel them in the Bhagavad Gita, they imagine him here, as it mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. So Brahma conception, Paramatma conception, then that becomes Vasudeva conception. And clear, more clear Paramatma conception leads to Vasudeva conception. General yogis are concerned with that. That is, all comprehensive aspect is Brahma, and all permeating aspect is Paramatma. And everywhere, with more deeper vision, it seems to be personal. Superficial vision, it is hazy, impersonal. Nothing is impersonal in this world. Every molecule, atom, it completely viewed, there must be person. That is, person means consciousness, all consciousness. Maya is illusion. Maya is also personal. Maya as a whole is person. She is repenting. O Krishna, you have created me, or I am with you. But the people say, we find in Dham Parikrama, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing, where is Krishna? I am not there. I am eternally created, only to be aloof of you. What is this? You must accept me as your as your maid servant. Krishna will say, yes, yes, you are also serving me, but in indirect way. So that is service. Be satisfied. Don't repent. In that way, he solaces. So the farthest vision, everything is conscious.